This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome back to another episode of To My Daughter, From the Heart to the Heart. Today we're going to talk about the molding of the akhlaq, the moral conduct. And I know I talked to you before, honey, about how Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula combined the ibadah with the akhlaq. Already, just a quick reminder. Remember this. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He combined the akhlaq and the ibadah for a reason. The reason is that when you find a Muslim that has a long beard, a short thobe, and a kufi on their head, and the miswak, but in the masjid, they act like Abu Bakr, at home, they act like Abu Jahl, I want to make sure that you don't grow up to be like that. I want your secret life to be better than your public life. I want you to hide your good deeds like you try to hide your sins. I want your akhlaq to be the reason that you walk the talk. I want you to be an example for people that want to become and embrace Islam because of you. Not to stay away from Islam because of you. Because people will see your akhlaq. They will not read your book. They will not see you pray. They will only see the way you behave. The intentions are in the heart. No one knows that except Allah, subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. But people will see the opposite of that. So I'm going to ask you a simple question. What is the fruit of the ibadah? I'm hoping you say, it's the akhlaq. You're right. That's why Ibn al-Jawzi, rahmatullah alayhi, says, man sabaqaka fil akhlaq, sabaqaka fil deen. The one that actually excels, is better than you, that beats you in the akhlaq, in the character, indeed is better than you in the deen. You understand why? The ibadah itself is a format. I want to give you an example so you can relate to. I want you to remember, maybe I took you one time to see the animals in the zoo. If I took you, and I didn't tell you about a lion and the background of the lion and what the lion does, but I take you there, and maybe the keeper, the gatekeeper, had too much fool and falafel, yani. If you have too much in fool and falafel, you feel awful. And may Allah help you. This is pure Egyptian joke, yani. This inside joke. If you know it, alhamdulillah. If you don't know it, don't worry about it. I'll tell you about it later. What happened? If I don't tell you what happened, and the gatekeeper doesn't lock the gate of the lion, if the lion gets free, who do you think is going to run, me or you? I'm going to run because I know the truth about the lion. And you don't just yet. You may think it's just a big kitty cat. And you'll go up to, oh, kitty. Exactly with the ibadah. Exactly with the acts of worship. The fruit of it is the akhlaq. So the surah, the picture of the salah, is somebody doing like this. Yes? But the fruit of it is how you behave. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula told us about it in the Quran, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that innama bu'ithtu li atamma makarim al-akhlaq. Among the reasons that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to us is to perfect our character and role model. If I talk about his character and role model, it will take us such a long time, but one day we'll be with him in Jannah. That's our ultimate goal. Ya Rab, Ameen. So, husn al-khuluq, that moral conduct of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was the one that will be with him on Judgment Day. How much would you pay to be with him on Judgment Day? How much would you pay to be lived with him at the time in Medina? How much would you pay to defend him like the Sahabiyat did? Remember the one that put her hand in the front of a sword to defend him? How much would you pay to listen to Quran from him or learn from him? How much would you pay to visit Medina? How much would you pay to die in Medina? How much would you pay to be resurrected with him? Or how much would you pay to let Allah allow him to intercede for you or to be with him in paradise? He gave you that invitation, my daughter. You know what he said? Inna أَقْرَبَكُمْ إِلَيَّ مَوَدَّةً وَأَقْرَبَكُمْ إِلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He didn't say الصَّوَّامَ الْقَوَّامَ التَّقِيَّ النَّقِيَّ السَّخِيَّ الْجَوَادِ. La wallahi. He is the most beloved to my heart amongst you and closer to me on Judgment Day. He didn't say the one that prays, fasts, and reads Quran, perform Hajj every year. No. He says the best of you in character because of that exact reason I taught you. I taught you it's the akhlaq, it's the character that is a reflection of your ibadah. And now you understand that those who want to reach the high level of fasting and praying, you know what he said? He said there's nothing that is going to be heavier in the scale on Judgment Day than husnul khuluq. Nothing is heavier on the scale on Judgment Day. That day, you remember, 99 files, long time. You will see everything as far as your eyesight can see, 50,000 years. You will need all the help you will get. The heaviest thing on the scale is your character. And if you want to reach the high level of those who fast during the day and pray during the night, you know what he said? He says, وَإِنَّ صَاحِبُ الْخُلُقِ لَيَبْلَغُ بِهِ دَرَجِ الصَّاحِبِ الصَّوْمُ وَالصَّلَاةِ. The one that has the guest character, the moral conduct and the behavior, how they deal with others, is the one will be at the same level of those who fast during the day and pray during the night. So, Al-Muhasaba wal-Muraqaba is exactly one of the fruits of the character. And we talked about that. The birr, being benevolent, is from husnul khuluq, is exactly a fruit of you being good character. That is a reflection of your ibadah. Wal-ithm ma haka fi sadr wa karihta an yattali alayhi an-nas. Let me teach you a lesson here, my dear daughter. Just in case you're on your own and you don't know anybody else around you, you don't know if things are halal or haram, guess what? I want you to remember what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in that hadith. Are you ashamed to show what you did to somebody else? Because he says, what is halal is you're not afraid to show it to anybody. But what is hurting you in your chest? Your heart is not at ease. You're not comfortable with it and you're not comfortable to show it to others. You're trying to hide it. Guess where that is going to fall, my dear daughter? That is going to be on the haram. But if you're not afraid of it and you know it's halal, then that's exactly what you do. So whether I'm with you or not with you, now you have your measuring stick will always be with you. Again, the husnul khuluq, it is one of the reasons of the mawadda. Mawadda is the source of mahabba, meaning more than love. And finishing the animosities, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi in the Quran said, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةَ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةً كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Allahu Akbar. He says that good deed and a bad deed, the evil deed is not equal. Indeed is not. اِدْفَعْ mean push away that harm. By doing what? With your akhlaq, your character. In that one is better than what you get, is to give better than to receive. Give the character to others. If they see that, the reflection of you, they become a good role model for them. Because if you meet bad with evil, who's going to set the record straight? Who's going to take us to the righteous side? Who's going to take us from darkness to light? It has to be you. So he says, even the one that you have animosities between the two of you, he says, if it's your camaraderie, the one that is close to you in the company, and who do you make peace with? It's your enemies. And that's why it says, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. And that is that you earn the high level of paradise according to that with your akhlaq and your character. Guess what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Wusam al-Sharaf, the medal of honor. You know what he said? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allahu Akbar. He says, you are the best of character. You are the best of moral character Understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given him the attribute of that, know that he had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Dunya was in his hand, nothing else. I want you to walk the talk, same as he was, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want you to have that medal of honor. Be proud of it. Wear it so proudly on your neck to be with the akhlaq of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among the akhlaq al-hamida, the good character, among them is being good to your parents. Reach next of kin. And remember, the one who reaches next of kin is the one that reaches for those who reach for them? Nay. The one who reaches for the next of kin is the one that is being cut off and they reach for those who cut them off. So remember, reach for those who cut you off. Give those who deprive you. Be good to those who are bad to you. Do not oppress those who oppress you. And that's exactly what we're taught by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His laysa al-wasil mul-mukafi'. The one who reaches those who reach them, it is not the one. Not the one they rewarded. وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاصِلْ الَّذِي إِذَا قَطَعَتْ رَحْمَهُ وَصَلَهَا. The one that قُطِعَتْ, when they cut you off, they reach for them. And that's exactly where I'm going to leave you on this stage. You reach for those who cut you off. You give those who deny you. You're good to those who are bad to you. And never oppress those who oppress you. I ask Allah to make you that role model for others. As that character, you walk in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With that, I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla to bless you, my dear daughter, and have blessings upon us all, and gathers in Jannah after a long, healthy, righteous life with the one who said it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.